GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Hang on, I'm calling an audible instead of a super-sized edition of what tees you off, and here's why, George. On the PD Cudor telephone line, we saw him just a couple of minutes ago, Brett Baber. He's dialed back in. Because, Brett, we talked a lot about, what was it, firefighter's law? Yeah, what was the term?
The firefighter's rule, which it was or is in some states an exception to the, it would prevent firefighters, if the rule applied, from bringing a suit if they were injured in the course of their duties going into a hazardous situation. And I got back to the office and did some brief legal research, and fortunately for the firefighters who may be listening and other rescuers, it does not appear that the firefighter's rule has been adopted in Maine, so I did want to make that correction.
So take us down the road just briefly of what this means now. Had the firefighters gone into, and this is a lot of a what if here,
yeah,
okay?
Sure.
Your firefighters, you went into a situation like that in Farmington. There is a tragic explosion and someone dies. Many are injured. Under the firefighter's rule, you would not, as a first responder or a firefighter, be able to then seek legal compensation for what happened if someone was at fault. But now we're hearing from you. This rule was not adopted in Maine. So, a firefighter, a first responder, could seek legal recourse.
That appears to be accurate. I found a 2017 case out of the Superior Court for Cumberland County that declined to recognize the firefighter's rule, meaning the injured first responder, in that case it was a police officer that was trying to rescue a driver that had gone off the road down into a big ravine, was injured in the course of trying to make that rescue, and that the Superior Court declined to recognize the firefighter's rule and stated that, according to the court, Maine does not currently recognize the rule, and checking the law court decisions, that appears to be correct.
Wow, that changes. That doesn't change everything,
hopeful.
But it does change some things.
Yeah, now I'm sure now on the other hand, I'm not sure the law court has ever, expressly said we don't recognize the firefighter's rule. There's some language that sort of along that line, but it's like a little bit like reading tea leaves. So it may be an open issue in this case and one that would have to be very carefully researched by the lawyers going into it.
Well, it's common law or some kind of tort action on behalf of the first responders. I know very little about this law, but I know it's been criticized in some places. It was criticized for preventing police officers from suing criminals who went on high-speed chases, for instance. I know the California legislature enacted something because of it.
Yes. Now, common law can be superseded by statute. As I mentioned during our primary segment earlier this morning, the legislature did just that with respect to comparative negligence, and now we've gone from a strict comparative negligence where if you were the plaintiff and you were 1% negligent, you could not bring suit. Now we compare negligence between the plaintiff and the defendant. So the legislature could do that if the law court had adopted the firefighter's rule. Here it doesn't appear the law court has adopted the firefighter's rule. It may go up there on appeal in this case or some other case. Back in the day, there was again, hundreds of years ago, there was an idea called assumption of risk. So if you knew the risk of something and you went ahead and did it anyway, like, for example, me going up on a ladder on my roof, I know there's risk involved going up there, and if I were to fall off my ladder, I might be, under that assumption of risk rule, prevented from bringing a lawsuit. And assumption of risk was sort of the idea that was behind the firefighter's rule. They presumably know the risk of their job, and they're willing to do it anyway, notwithstanding the risk. And in most states, again, getting back to this comparative fault idea, most current jurisprudence is disfavors the assumption of risk idea and looks at it more of as a matter of comparative fault. So the whole ideas underlying the firefighter's rule 100 years ago have been sort of eaten away at the foundations, if you will.
Mm. Brett Baber with an important follow-up to Legal Briefs. Thank you so much, Brett. We'll talk to you again very soon.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Okay. One more follow-up before we get to a comment or two that came into us. Do you recall our conversation with Jeremiah Childs this week, George? He is with the University of Maine College Republicans. And Jeremiah gave us the insight into how it came to pass that they had a rather unique advisor to their organization. They no longer have an advisor, so they're no longer officially an organization. And so that led to their booking of Michelle Malkin being pulled from 1, 2, 3, 4 locations. I said to Jeremiah, you know, if you got something going on, if something happens, send us a note. Let us know. I got a note back from Jeremiah. He sent this to me. Someone is trying to steal our name. They're not laughing, though.
I know.
Okay. They put together their paperwork to resubmit, apparently, and become an officially recognized organization with the University of Maine. They got the paperwork submitted, but someone else apparently submitted paperwork before them that day. The school will not release the name as to who came and submitted paperwork to take the name University of Maine College Republicans.
Well, there may be a group that's philosophically more toward the middle, right?
I don't know. But Taylor Cray, it's like I got to tap this to read this whole thing. And they have the 30th, by the way, until the 30th. Taylor Cray is the vice president of student organizations. Okay. Sent this note back to Jeremiah. This email is to inform you that the Student Organizations Committee has decided to postpone voting on your organization until our next meeting, which will take place on Thursday, January 30th. We will be taking this time to gather more information about the situation, as we have not dealt with something of this nature before. Thank you for your patience, and please keep an eye out for further emails from me. That's Taylor Cray, the Vice President of Student Organizations at the University of Maine, Orono, writing back to Jeremiah Childs, who was the president of the University of Maine College Republicans. But now someone apparently has stepped in and filed paperwork in an attempt to take the name.
Well, we're doing a lot of guessing, but I mentally here doing a little gymnastics, and I kind of see what's going on. There are Republicans, there are centrists, and then there are right-wingers, and I think this is what's going on.
It may be.
It's a guess.
Who do you think those other students are, and whom have they secured for an advisor?
Have no clue yet, but this will be followed up.
Don't they
up.
Have to have an advisor?
Bob Dana, where are you?
And this is the final. We've got a moment here. I know we promised a super-sized what tease you off, but I want to share this one text message that came in, okay?
Okay.
Because this sums up a little bit about our show, okay? What teased me off is when the channel I listen to, Carr, Beck, and Limbaugh, has a morning show that gives Mike Bloomberg a 20-minute plug. Gentleman wrote to us because they heard that we talked with former Congressman Mike Mishu, the Democrat of Maine, because Mike announced his endorsement of Mike Bloomberg for president. I would argue to you that that's news. I decided to write back to this person. I wrote back. I know that you are strong enough and open-minded enough to hear all political opinions. Then this person replied to me, then I know you will read my comment on what tees you off, as it is an opinion. To which I wrote back, here, hold my beer, listen to this. To which they wrote back, I like you, man. This has to be RT. And I wrote back, call me GH's intern.
Is that the guy that wrote Gurr? That's
no,
another one.
A couple of people just write. Okay, and I understand that.
I do, too. Hey, where... the conduit.
Well, I think I would like to think that I know there are, we have guests on that you might not agree with their opinion.
Oh, of course.
And we could be talking right now to someone who is leaning to the left or leaning to the right, because the research and numbers tell us that we wouldn't have the numbers we have. And I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. It's all George. It's not me. We wouldn't have the numbers we have if just staunch Republicans, conservatives, crazies. We're listening, okay?
You said that.
No, because...
I'll get credit, but okay, you said...
No, saying that...
I rarely believe you, George, but today I do.
Saying that the only people that listen to this program are the people that you hear or the people that write to us is the same as saying the only people that read the Portland Press Herald are the people that comment in the comment section. Hashtag boom.
Hashtag boom.
We'd also like to think, and we're confident that most of you, 95% of you, are open-minded enough and are strong enough to hear other opinions. At least that's the way George and I have acted for the past 15, going on 16 years.
Everybody's treated equally and fairly here. I will say that. We schedule people that I don't like. You schedule people... Well, I can think of a couple of cases of... you look back and say... what the hell did we do this for? I can think of one right
away.
Oh,
no, I can think of one right away,
right
too.
Right off the
okay?
top of my
All
head.
All right, and that's why...
Why did we do this?
I know, but you know what? We did Q&A. We were fair. We were balanced. And listeners decided for themselves what that person stood for and whether or not they agree with them. And I was really surprised. No, I wasn't surprised.
No.
After that happened... No. This. After we did the interview... and the people that wrote into us to say this, basically. You know, I agreed with the guy when I read him on paper, or I read about him in the paper, but now that I hear him,
now you know what you got.
And we took a lot of heat for that. Even from some people who are alleged friends.
Yeah.
I just said that to you, but not on the air. I said that to you. We got to go because we got to get to sports next. You okay with that, Professor?
Yeah, we can't have this discussion any further.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.